Okay, this is Thursday, so this is the Judith Conrad radio program. Well, we've got lots of things happening today. We've got we just moved into Gemini, and Gemini is the represents the twins. And by the way, this is this program is based on making a difference, one broadcast at a time. So this is a virtual classroom on the airwaves, and I have no other guests than you. You are the guests, and if you call in after listening for maybe 10 minutes or so, then I build you into the program. Last week I did two healings, one around a 19-year-old boy and the other one around my beloved friend in Buenos Aires, and one was about abandonment, the other one about money, and anyone who listened received healings around abandonment and around money. So with a new moon, new moons represent new beginnings. And so I'd like to have you check in on any newly gained realizations. They're coming in loud and clear. They're coming in dreams. They're coming in just everyone you meet. In fact, today I had sent out to, I have an email group that is kind of shifting over and soon to become teleconference with email support. I've just done it with the email all the way through. So I'm starting a new group that will have a teleconference every week. We'll have a conference on the telephone, and I'm looking at Skype because that's a great way of doing it. You know, if you have Skype and I have Skype, it doesn't cost anything. It's just really fabulous. In fact, when you call into this radio program, you can call in through Skype, and it doesn't cost anything. And by the way, they have added 5 lines so that there should be no problem in getting in. So we're making a difference, whatever that is, in the new beginnings. We want you to, in the new beginnings, to think outside the box. We want you to think about opening your heart. We want you to think about greater compassion. We want you to think about community. What does that mean to you? Community, I belong to some fabulous groups here where I live. They're so in tune with each other. They're just so compassionate in the way that they word things, in the way that they conduct their business and their lives. So it's also about comprehension and understanding metaphysical reality. So I think last week I talked about the right brain. The right brain is that part of yourself, that brain that thinks outside of the box, that wants new beginnings always. They want to break the rules. They want to create. They want to paint. They want to write. They want to have a new reality. It's pretty much like when the founding fathers came to the United States, or whatever country you are living in, when someone decided to break the mold. Therefore, what I'm looking at for all of you, if you are trying to conform to old modalities, to old ways of living, to old ways of doing business, it is going to be mighty difficult, very difficult for you as you're moving forward. If you're not following your heart, you must follow your heart in making a difference here. Therefore, being in the moment, in the now is so important. It is with Gemini. Being the twins, it's about nonconformity. Well, with twins, when twins are born, if they're fraternal twins, they're different. One can be tall, one can be short, one can be male, one can be female. It is the coming together of two out of being birthed at the same time. With true twins, they're exactly alike. Therefore, when you are looking at a twin flame out there, someone who matches your energy, someone that you would select as a teacher, someone that a teacher would select, and I'm looking at interviewing people who are interested in studying with me, especially in the teleconference that will be supported by the internet. I'm starting the interviewing process, and So it doesn't make any difference whether you live in Scotland, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, whatever country. It doesn't make any difference whether whatever language. We're coming together in community. So with this new moon that is coming up on May 24th, I believe that's Sunday. Looking at the calendar, it is Sunday. And so we have a new moon. We're already in the energy of the new moon. This is an extraordinary time. You can feel it. I know out there that you can feel it. This is an extraordinary year. This is, I consider, the second year as we're doing the countdown to the Mayan calendar of 2012. Every year increases the energy. It increases the intensity. You felt it last year in 2008, beginning with January. In 2009, if you didn't hear the signals and the signs, you're probably being whopped upside the head. And one of the first ways that it will show up would be relationship, would be with money, would be with your career, would be with the major things that are going on in your life. So we have three very, and by the way, I always go to the Mountain Astrologer. This is, I consider, the astrology Bible. Stephanie Austin is extremely intelligent. I can tell she researches and she reads. So what we've got is we've got three major planets. We've got Jupiter. Jupiter is huge. It takes a long time for Jupiter to move. And Jupiter represents expansion, thinking bigger, thinking grander, outside the box. So whatever is going on with you, this is the energy of enterprise. It's the energy of inventions, of expansion, of opportunities that are coming to you. And I want you to know that between now and Sunday, or actually forevermore, anytime, when you think about Jupiter, that I want you to step into that. And it's also about new perspective. Therefore, if you are listening to someone who has old, antiquated ideas, and you're trying to pattern yourself to please them, please stop. You must be in the reality of who you really are. And then we bring in Chiron. So we've got, first of all, these three planets are coming together with this extraordinary time, the new moon. Now, Chiron, excuse me, is the planet of healing. It has to do with quantum leaps in medicine, in technology, and about social change. And look at what is happening with Facebook and Twitter. Any of these that people can communicate as whatever significant or insignificant, whether my big toe hurts or the sun is shining. Doesn't make any difference. You're communicating and other people can respond. I like this. I don't like this. I agree with you. I think this is wonderful. Whatever that is, it's a healing. So Chiron has to do with bridging anything having to do with healing and medicine. Ooh, look at that energy. We've got Jupiter, expansion, new ideas. And then here we bring along Chiron, which is the healing. How wonderful is that? Okay, so now we're going to move into Neptune, also a large planet. This brings in idealism. It brings in mysticism. And it brings in philanthropy. This is about this year, and I'm not sure exactly when it's going to happen. We're ending one cycle. That just isn't right now, but we're this whole energy as we're moving along, and I believe that's what 2012 is about. We're in the end result. We're in the down climb, the upward climb, or whatever it is, the countdown to 2012, where we are having an expansion that so that we can end this old cycle. And we can be initiated into the next level. So we've got that, we've got Jupiter expansion, we've got Chiron for healing and expansion in medicine and technology. Now we've got Neptune, which is, you know, the ending of one cycle and the initiation into the next level. This is part of that whole thing about the Aquarian age, where we're having peace, we're having abundance, where peace and abundance are everyday realities. And right now we're being challenged. We're being challenged on whether we can be at peace. Now, how many of you can sit in meditation? You can sit in meditation or just sit and daydream and look at the flowers and the plants and the trees and or the water. And you can come to a realization that you are at peace. Nothing bothers you. No buttons are being pushed. And you are totally at peace. Everything is equal, everything is abundant, and whether you have $1,000 in the bank or zero in the bank, it's coming to that place of being in equilibrium where everything is at peace because you're not in charge, and God or the higher power is totally in charge, bringing you whatever you actually need, as long as you will believe it, as long as you will accept it. Now, this is the other thing, and I believe many of you who are listening right now at this time, especially, and I don't know what your astrology chart is, but if you are, and I'm just going from what Stephanie Austin says, if you were born with Chiron in Aquarius, that would mean that you were born between 1955 and 1960. And anyone with natal placements between 20 degrees and 30 degrees Aquarius, and I just noticed that I fall into that pretty close, you're receiving a special invitation to be on the front lines, to facilitate, to demonstrate what community really is about. Is that not cool? Well, I think I've been there most of my life. I have the moon in Aquarius, my moon is in Aquarius. So I've always been the pioneer, always out in the front lines, always cutting edge. And lately I've been feeling like I'm moving backwards. Well, Mercury being in retrograde, and it's like retrograde, moving backwards. And so I'm ready to now get back on the front lines, back in the facilitation and back in looking at community. That's why I'm looking at the teleconference class, which is an intuitive mastermind group. And then we'll back it up with internet support. So if you want to email me, if you're interested in this teleconference class of intuitive masterminding, and of course I'll use my intuitive capacity with any of the intuitive knowledge that I know, and whatever you want to create during the next 3 months, let's go for it. Let's really decide what it is we want to, what is the end result? What is it you want to create? You're designed, you're meant to be in the front lines if you're listening to this station. Let's really get real here. The people on here are, we're on here because we know that we're being called to assist those people who are listening and those people who are afraid. Afraid and saying, I don't have any money. Now, today was an interesting day. I had major observations because I sent to my group, and one being in Buenos Aires, hello Marcella, and another in Wisconsin. And as I sent the message, I said I asked them to feel the change that was coming in, the newness that came in, and to feel it, to taste it, to touch, and everything that came to your touch, and every person that came near you, you were to listen and to see what information was coming through. And lo and behold, I said, okay, I sent that out to the group. I'm going to listen for myself. And lo and behold, what did I hear? I heard someone talking about, well, I wouldn't have signed up with you, and I wouldn't have, because it was going to be too expensive. And what I saw was that the other person was bringing the price down of whatever the work was that they were doing. It was really an interesting thing because it was all based on whether the money, maybe the value wasn't there. I'm not sure what it was. So anyway, that was an interesting observation, and I've been observing everything that has been going on today. The other thing was, in this mastermind, intuitive mastermind, is to get a new vision, and whatever your newly gained vision is, it wants to unfold. And whatever that is, we want to put legs under. We want to put some kind of an action plan underneath it to be able to create it. Because if you're going to be at the front lines, if you're at the front lines, then you have to be able to let go of the old. And you have to be willing to be different. You have to know that you're marching to a different drummer. And it's how you communicate that, because it can be spoken in such a way that people will understand it. And as you're doing this major completion of the stopping of listening to others and what their opinion is, and knowing that your drummer is different, whatever your tune is, you're marching to that new drummer. So as you're sitting, getting ready for this new moon, I encourage you to think of, how can I do my business? How can I be in a relationship? How can I be in community to really serve? Because that is the major thing of service. And what kind of a group can I be in where I can make the most impact and I can be of the highest service? It isn't always about the money. It is, the true wealth is within. It is connected to the well-being of all. And I think that's why many of us are here on this radio station. And if you look through the lineup and the description of many of the people on this station, we definitely march to a different drummer. There is no status quo for any of us. We know we're at cutting edge. And for those people who have guests on their program, they're probably cutting edge as well. Now, when I had my radio program in San Francisco, I had many of the major New Age people who were making a difference. Greg Braden, Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, Jean Houston. I think I've mentioned Greg Braden, and many of the names that aren't recognizable nationally or internationally. James Twyman was on the program. And some of the people are known, some not known. It doesn't make any difference. Each of us, we don't have to be famous or have written a book. Just walking down the street. Now, I have a very dear friend. And Kelly calls in every once in a while in the program. And I often look at how he is in a group. Now, there's one person who definitely makes a difference. He is open-hearted. He talks to people. He makes them feel special. He's kind. He's gentle. And he's loving. Now, I want to repeat those three words. He's kind. He's loving. And he's gentle. Doesn't make him a wuss, not at all. It makes him a compassionate human being who's able to tune into other people and go heart to heart. And when he speaks in front of a group, people listen. Now, not everyone has that capacity. It can be acquired. Yeah, and the other thing I'd like to look at is, can you imagine what it could be like in a world without war, in a world without hate and anger, and then looking at your own life, can you imagine what it might be like if in your daily life you could be at peace, that you could be not at war, not in anger, and not in fear, without conflict, and no opposition. So just looking at that, can you really get that? And by the way, I have someone who's trying to call me on Skype on my line. That isn't, I'm sorry that I cannot take that particular call. It has to go through the station to be able to put on the program. So I just want to let you know that if you're calling me on Skype to my line, I can't tune into you because it'll knock me off the radio program. So you'll have to go through the radio station, and I know they have Skype. So I'd love to have you give them a call. Okay? All right. So if there's anyone who'd like to call, you have the number there, and we'll love to have a conversation with you and blend you right into the program. Yeah, because there's so many things that you know, that you have so much knowledge that you can bring to the program. Yes. All right, so I'll just continue talking. And thank you, Kelly Bry, for being in my life. And another thing, when you learn something and you hear something from any of us on the program or any place, keep repeating it to yourself. If it's a mantra, if it is a declaration, keep it going and don't let any negativity come in. If you've learned a new technique, keep repeating it over and over again, if it's journaling or meditation. And the other thing, this is one of the things that we learned when I was working with Jean Houston, and that is to be able, and I did this in a healing that I did today in and around someone who was trying to sell their bed and breakfast in Kansas. Want to buy a bed and breakfast in Kansas? Well, anyway, it wasn't selling. It hasn't been selling for a year. And so I said, let's do this. And I want you to speak from the higher self, from the bed and breakfast, because the bed and breakfast is an energy. It is an entity. So if you would just say, I just started out after we've been talking for a few minutes, and I said, okay, let's do this. Let's go into a little bit of a deeper place and meditate. And so I said, I am the spirit of the bed and breakfast. And I want to speak from the energy of the bed and breakfast. And what came out was, I don't want you in this place anymore. I want you to go. I want you to let it go. And I want the new owners to come in right now. And I want them to come from south, Georgia, Alabama, not that someplace south from Kansas. And then I spoke from a couple other aspects of it, and it came out such an interesting process. So if any of you would like to call in and let me demonstrate this whole process, I would dearly love if you would call in. Otherwise, I'll just make it up. So if you do want to call in, you have the number there, and I know you're out there listening. So call to the station. And the numbers are up there for you to call in. I don't need to repeat them. In fact, I never tune in to the station while I'm doing this. So go ahead and call in, and I'll do this process of speaking from three aspects of your business, of the relationship. When I worked with a lady today, I spoke from three aspects of the bed and breakfast that wanted to have new owners. Now, when I worked with my business, oh, that was about, must have been 8 or 9, maybe 10 years ago, I was thinking of starting a school, the Mastery of Natural Knowing. So I spoke from the entity called the Mastery of Natural Knowing. And I said, I'm a mystery school. I am on the radio, and I talk about principles of the mystery schools, because the mystery schools were not for everyone, and now they are. the mystery schools are for everyone who desire. Before, you had to have certain qualifications. And now it's open because all of our vibrations are lifting and lifting. So the other part was, I am the money in and around the mystery school of the mastery of natural knowing. I am here. I am flowing fluently, and I love coming to you, Judith. And then I spoke from, I am the client. I am the client who desires intuitive development. I want to know everything and how to expand my mind. I desire and I demand to know even more of how I can be at peace. So it would be so fun if you would call in and we could do this process with you. And maybe you're listening and you'll do that on your own. It's always good to have an example of people who call in so that we can use them to demonstrate. It's a great process. And these are some of the things that we will do in the teleconference. I have so many intuitive development techniques and meditation techniques and you name it. I have studied with, you know, so long, maybe 25 years in this whole realm. Quite a few healing tech modalities, quite a few of, and of course the tarot, I've studied the majority of the time. I've studied some astrology, many, many techniques. And because when people were interviewed on my radio and television program, I always asked that they teach something. And as they taught something, I would get what it was. And I'm just thinking of someone named Reverend Mama. She was wonderful. And she would say, let's take, you know, if you're really stuck in something, you take the elevator and you're depressed, you take the elevator to the top floor. And then you walk out and everything is glorious and you're in your ideal place. And then she would say, fear, get out of here. Doubt, get out. And so this is one of the things that every time she would come on, she had the same message. Remember I said about the repetition? It doesn't have to be new every single moment. It's good to step into the repetition of what really is working. So what works really well for me is when I sit in the morning, and I say I'm sitting between the right brain and the left brain in that connector bridge, because I'm working with my organizer, writing my to-do list, and I'm also journaling and delving into higher principles, whatever it is. What is it that spirit, what is it you want me to do today? And then I'm writing everything that I can possibly think of. Okay, we have Barbara from Eugene. Let's bring her in.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I'm confused because I can hear the radio going, but
can you turn the volume down?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And you can hear it now because now you're hearing it through the radio station. Excellent.
Right.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for calling in. How can I help you today?
Yeah. Well, I've been a renter for probably 10 years now. After getting divorced, just rented with another in another relationship, my living space, and then did it on my own with a roommate, and now I'm doing it on my own in my own apartment. And I'm considering taking the big step of getting into a condominium, and I wonder if it's the direction to go.
Are you up for going with speaking from three parts of the question?
Yes, I'd like to know how to look at it from a different angle.
Very good. Okay, so let's look at it from three. So we're looking at moving into a condominium. Is this to purchase?
Yes, it would be buying versus renting. So it's it's sort of a big step.
You bet it is, Barbara. Okay, so the first part of that we want to speak from is from Barbara's looking at buying a house. Is that correct?
Yeah. Kind of. I can't afford a house.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, we're speaking from I said house, indicating, you know, it's a residence.
Well,
okay, very very good, Barbara. So to speak from the aspect of buying a condo, can you speak from that part of what you're feeling? If you'll say a couple words, and I'll just pick it up and go with it.
Well, it's further out as far as the location. It's further to drive back and forth to get in and be around to work and be to the other extracurricular activities I do. So it'd be a little more driving. So it would be a little further out, which could lead to feeling a little more isolated, possibly. But
what location is it? Which direction is it?
It would be further south, and so just further away from the place of, you know, place of employment and from being closer to downtown. It would just be about 15 blocks further out. And then there's no yard. Where I rent, I have a lovely yard, and there would be no yard.
Okay.
So that'd be a big thing to give up.
Oh, yes, it would. You bet. So let's look at the isolation. And let's speak, first of all, we've got Barbara buying a condo. And so the rest of you out there listening, just fit yourself into and see how you can mesh in with this and get this. So first of all, Barbara buying a condo. So I am Barbara buying a condo. I have fear about this. I have trepidation about this. I am not sure whether I can do this. So now I'm going to switch over to I am the isolation. I can't handle being isolated. I do not want to have isolation. I want people around me. I want people around me. I'm going to speak from the yard now. I'm too little. I'm too little. I'm too little. I'm too little. I need to have more space for my beloved Barbara. I cannot have her in this teeny tiny little yard. She will not be happy. So for the different perspective is that it's too far out, and the other thing is that the yard is too small. You're definitely right. So let's speak from the possibility of a different condo or a different location. Okay, I am the new location that is closer in town. I am the fear of having a house. I am the fear of expanding and a new reality of having the possibility of having a house. And what I just saw, Barbara, was I saw the back part of a house. It's a large, large house, and the whole back part was yours, and the possibility of it's not buying, but it's so close that the rent is much lower, and the backyard is glorious, and the view is spectacular. So there's a new, whole new possibility of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So the isolation and the yard are two things that are just a no-no for you, because you need to be closer and you need to have even more people around. You're very lonesome right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so actually there is an isolation already, and to move further out, which means that you would probably be sequestered out further, and that would curtail any other social activities, and I can see that it's going to be almost like being in a convent, because I saw just a past lifetime where you were in a convent. Once you went, you said, "Oh, I'm just going to go try it out." You never got out. Yeah, never got out.
Mm-hmm. That's how my life feels right now, actually.
Yeah, you've taken yourself back to the convent, and it's not a comfortable place for you. It wasn't when you went there in a past lifetime, and it isn't right now. So I would look at opening, because you weren't going to buy right away anyway. In the next 3 months, I see that you will. Let's open it up. Open it up to being in a place that's open, where you don't have people too close, and yet you have people close enough so you feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Better location. Mm-hmm.
A better location, but it's not way 15 blocks up.
Right.
And that's just not going to... And the yard, because I see wherever you are, the yard's going to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else I saw? is that the plants are already there. Whoever was living there splurged on annuals. I mean, they just, oh. You know, they, I mean, it's like.
I absolutely love plants. I've been putting them in my apartment, and I'd like to put them in a place I actually owned.
You're right.
But I didn't, I love plants.
Yes,
so
I saw that.
Wow. So it could be a place to buy, actually.
You bet.
It could be.
And many are now doing rent, you know, that lease option. And you've got that $8,000 stimulus package that you can apply here.
Oh, right. So I
want you to
go ahead and apply. Yeah, for a loan and just to get the ball rolling. Yeah.
I have many friends who are real estate in the Springfield area, Eugene area. So if you are looking for a good recommendation, I have several that I could recommend, and they'll work with you. And many of the owners, they have to because they can't continue with empty houses. And I see. So I want you to open up to greater possibilities.
Right, and location.
Location.
Not being further out, because I can get isolated just where I am here now. So that could just get worse.
Yes, right. Well, thank you for calling, Barbara.
Thank you. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we started out, it kind of went to, you know, wasn't just one, wasn't just two, wasn't just three. It just kind of morphed into, and I would say it'll morph into what it is. So whatever it is. So there you go. So if you'd like to call in, again, the numbers are up there and available. Feel free to do so, and we'll take a look at what's going on with your life, and we can speak from different aspects and get a different perspective from someone else. In the meantime, I'd just like to remind you that I am starting a new teleconference group, and I'm calling it an intuitive mastermind group. People ask me to join mastermind groups, and I said, I can't because I charge for my mastermind groups. And, of course, they'd like an intuitive person in there because intuitive people know what's coming up for you. See, I just saw Barbara in this lovely place, and it's kind of sitting behind, and I don't know that it's separate, but it kind of does. It's sitting back from behind another place that's in the front, which doesn't make it any less, with a great view of the valley and a wonderful yard that has, just tons and tons of annuals that every year they'll keep coming back up again. And it's almost like right now it looks like a jungle. She will have so much fun just getting out there and pruning and making it and carving this whole place out for herself. Okay, so if you're interested in the teleconference, which will be supported with an internet, we'll have the call once a week. It'll be for an hour, and then you'll email, and I'll email back and forth as we're solidifying, seeing what action steps are going to take place. Yeah, and on my website with MountShastaMagic.com, that's MountShastaMagic.com, I'm offering a special for a 60-minute reading, which is $88.88, and you can email me at Conrad3198, that's 3198 at Comcast.net, and it's normally $150, and so I just felt like I wanted to throw this out and have more people participate with me. And if you only have one question, we'll do a 20-minute read, and that's fine, too. And yeah, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. And so whatever is going on with you right now, we don't want to exacerbate it. We don't want to continue with the old patterns. So I want you to be daring. And I want you to dream. Dream big. And just put your hand over your heart. What does your heart want to say? And I know this isn't mine, but I just got from someone. I am sad. I am sad. I am sad. So one of the people listening out there, that's what I got from you. I am sad. And so let's look at what would make you sad. I am sad because I cannot fulfill my dream. I am sad because no one listens to me. I am sad because my dreams have never come true. I don't care what I have asked for in my dreams. They have never come true. Well, I don't know if that particular person out there who is listening, whether they've ever had a coach or a mentor, someone who will move them forward. Once I know what your dream is and what the essence is underneath the dream, then I can help you fulfill that dream and take you from the beginning to the end where you have completed this. Now, you can either do this one-on-one with me, which is fabulous. Then we would have 1 hour every week. Oh, that would be great. 1 hour just you and me, as opposed to the group. That's a whole different thing. And then you would also have that internet support. Yeah, I'm really stretching, you know, to get out to you to let you know how I can help you. I like to open the door for you achieving everything that you've desired. If it's a relationship, if it's to release any past lifetime memories or traumas, anything that's keeping you isolated. Just like when Barbara was talking, I just couldn't see her moving out there because I could see that once she got out there, she'd never come back in, maybe after work or to any social things. If she's closer in, she's going to have a really great, great life. So as you're doing this, let's take a look at what this could look like if you were in this group. And for number one, what we would do is we would build a strong foundation of, and I'm interviewing people right now, like I said, and I'm looking at four people, the possibility of four people, to kind of a great balance of who would be a good fit together. And this group then would be kind of like a Capricorn energy. They would represent maybe the earth. One person would be a Virgo, and maybe one person would be fire, maybe an Aries, and another person would be water. That would be me, Scorpio. Having a couple Scorpios wouldn't hurt because we're really deep and intense. And then the air, which would be maybe the Aquarius, who would bring in the intellect. So we would have a nice balance of the people. And in the group, this teleconference group supported by the internet support, they would be willing to cut to the chase. If you're really up to something and you're really, really considering making some major move, then you might belong in this group because you would be willing to drop all the old stuff and you'd be willing to just like this process I was talking about, of speaking from the essence of the house, speaking from the essence of what is the ideal house. And so I'm going to recommend to Barbara that she write in her journal tonight and to write from the spirit of the house, of the new house. I say house. I don't say condo because there are houses out there that wherever you're living, back east, wherever, that are looking for new people. Just like the bed and breakfast in Kansas is looking for a new owner. You see, the bed and breakfast is interviewing people to be the owner. Isn't that cool? So you're taking it very serious, this whole process. Those who do not take this letting go seriously, as the chaos continues en route to the, I'm calling this the whole new paradigm of 2012, and I don't want to, you know, get hung up on it or live my life on this. However, it's showing up with the economy, and there are people who are making tons of money because they're in that new paradigm. They're thinking it isn't stinking thinking, which is negative. And there's a focus, a spiritual focus and fire within that will not let anything stop them. They're front line all the way because they know that they're here to help people, to be of service. And there's a sparkle and a sizzle about them that is just over the top. And as they're listening, tasting, smelling what the essence of this new is, they're really moving. And some are in this place of saying, I can feel it. I can feel it all around me. Like some of you are out there are ready to write a book. And you've procrastinated and you talked about it. If you had a coach, someone who could get you past any writer's block or whatever that, I've helped many people write their books. And if you can have someone behind you to get you moving, and your commitment that you're going to write it, and if I ask you and require that you write one page every day, with the weekend off or vice versa, that you write during the weekend and take the rest of Monday through Friday off, that you would then be committed to doing that, and I would be committed to being right behind you. So in that case, I would probably require that you and I work on a one-to-one once a week having a teleconference. And because we have Skype, we could use the video conferencing, and you could see me, and maybe I would be, you know, using some symbols to assist you. And you could show me what you've been creating, especially if you're an artist, and you're creating a clay object or you're building something with wood, I would be able to see you. So because I am offering this special, it would might be a good idea to take a look at having a 60-minute or whatever length every week on Skype. That's you and I one-on-one, and I am offering the special $88.88 per session. And we can use Visa and MasterCard. The other possibility is to join a group. And it won't be as much of a one-on-one. It will be more of a teaching of how you can get there and all of the processes that I know. Both of them are good. You know, one or the other. It doesn't make a bit of difference. I just know that I'm being asked to assist those who are on the front line to move to the front line and to assist them in sitting with them and or you to see what it is you are to do at the front line. When before I started my, I mean, I was teaching high school. I didn't have a clue that I was going to be on the radio. Who would have thought? Not me. So here I am starting a radio program. That was in 1989 in San Francisco. I started the program, didn't have a clue what I was doing. I just knew that I said, this is how I'm going to market my intuitive work. Well, it ended up to be quite a expansion, and then all of a sudden everyone was imitating. It was almost like as the pioneer, I was mentoring a new movement of how to market their business. And that's where I'm at right now, is I'm here to assist you to make a difference and move into that front line in community to have greater compassion, to be at peace, because we're coming up to the place of having money as an everyday reality. And I told God, I said, can you rush it up a little bit? Can you move it faster? Because there are many of us out here who would like more. And because we're going to be working more in community, and community is going to change too. a lot of people, when they think of community, think of the 60s, the hippies, and dirty, you know, clustered together in one room and smoking pot and doing whatever. The new community is not the same way. It's completely different. It is living in proximity and each one bringing your gifts and talents together and being compassionate. So if I were to be in this, let's go back to the teleconference group, that I would interview for those people that would be most beneficial to the other group, other members of the group. Now, if someone wanted to go off on a tangent and wanted to be the teacher and teach something that was not in alignment with where we're going, that wouldn't be a person that would probably be in the group. If you were a teacher and you wanted to expand on how you could work in a group, now that would be fabulous. So looking at what you do and how you do it, it's breaking the old patterns and getting into a new paradigm of how you can have more clients, how you can have more business, how you can have more money, how you can have and be, how you can be in a place of more peace. Is that not exciting? Yeah. Life is very exciting. We all chose to be here at this time. I know I did, and I'm tickled pink to be part of this. That's an expression for those people who are not in this country. Tickled pink means I'm happy. Okay. So, looking at the energy in and around, what is it you're putting into creating this, your new dream, your new reality? Are you putting energy into it? Are you writing down some action steps, and are you focusing in meditation of the end result? And is it something that's going to benefit all of humankind, human, animal kind, whatever? And here's another thought. I want you to think about way back when, you know, younger child. If you can go to a past lifetime of something that you did before, that would be even better. And to look at what was it that you always dreamed that you wanted to be. And everyone has had some kind of a intuitive insight or whatever of what it is that you could do and how you can change the world. Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of the program. Again, if you're interested in the teleconference class called Intuitive Mastermind Group, it would be 60-minute teleconference call per week plus an internet support, and that's $88.88. And we'll try to get it on Skype so that it doesn't cost anything for the long distance, especially for those people who are in other countries, and that's only $88.88 per month. I mean, that's really reasonable. And the other part is for 60 minutes, it's $88.88 if you want to do a reading just to check out and see how I operate. Some of you are already doing that, and if you want to jump right into the teleconference, that's fine. We'll get our four people minimum, and we are good to go. All right, we're just at the end of this program. It has been my delight to be here on the radio. Cutting edge, here we are. yeah, it's fabulous. So I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.